Good morning. How is everyone today? Good. So I have a question for you, and it is, if you had to describe a basketball player, what would you say they look like? Have you seen TV? Those guys with the orange ball and the hoops? Yeah.
They look like a basketball.
They look like a basketball player. That's true. They do. That's probably the best way to describe them, actually. Would you say that they're tall, usually? And do they have really big muscles? Yeah, kind of freakishly big sometimes. Yeah, not so good. Okay, can you guys, let's try this one. We don't have many of these here, so maybe this will be harder. Can you describe what a king might look like? Yeah. And what was that? What was the last one?
A little stuck up.
Maybe a little selfish looking and stuck up. Very well could be. Very well could be. We don't have many kings to look at, so it's kind of hard to know, right? But do you think maybe a king would also look kind of like a basketball player? Maybe he would be really tall. No? He's short. Yeah, we had some really good answers in the first one, too. Short, definitely. Okay, so we have all different ideas. That's great. Because we're going to hear a story later today about this man Samuel, who is a messenger of God. And Samuel gets told by God that he has to go find a new king because God's not really happy with the first king he appointed. So he needs a new one. So he tells Samuel, he says, I need you to go to Jesse's house. And Jesse has 8 sons. And of the sons, of the sons, you need to find the one that I've appointed to be the new king. So Samuel goes off to this land where Jesse is, and he takes a look at all of these sons. So out of 7 sons, I imagine they're lined up oldest to youngest, right? So can you imagine which one God picked? Do you have any idea? What would you think? Yeah. The shortest one. You guys are getting really good at this. I appreciate that. So actually, that is kind of what happened. So Samuel sees the first son, and he thinks, oh, this guy looks big and strong. He looks like he could be a king, like he could really protect his people. And God says, nope, sorry, Samuel. I'm not looking at the outside. I'm looking at the inside. I'm looking at his heart. I care about what's on his heart, what's on his mind. And so he actually looks at all of the sons and says, you know, I don't think it's any of these. Is there another one? And Jesse says, oh, yeah, I have a youngest son that's still out in the field watching the sheep. So then David, who was watching the sheep, is the youngest son, and he gets brought in. And Samuel gets the message from God that says, oh, it's this one, this youngest one, the smallest one. So I think it's really cool, and maybe you do too, that God sees what's on our hearts and that we don't necessarily have to be big or strong or powerful on the outside, but God knows that we have something special on the inside.
Yep.
Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Can we do a little prayer, and then we'll go back to our seats? Oh, we're going to go to Sunday school. That's awesome. Okay, will you pray with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear God, we thank you that you see on our insides. We thank you for seeing our hearts and the potential that we have to do great things. Keep watch over us as we move throughout this week and try to love one another as you call us to. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.